Healthcare setback for the GOP.
There are many, many Republicans who don't like this bill.
Sanctions package targets Russia.
We simply cannot allow any foreign power to interfere in our electoral process.
Survivors of the oven on wheels.
Many of them we'd like to use as witnesses to build a criminal investigation.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there was high drama followed by disappointment for Senate Republicans. CBS's Nancy Cordes says there were nine Republican defections in a health care vote last night.
The motion is not agreed to.
The setback came just hours after the Senate President narrowly voted to begin debate. Even then, it took John McCain arriving from Arizona to put Republicans over the top.
Mr. McCain,
Senator McCain, newly diagnosed with cancer, then berated the body he has served in for 30 years.
We're getting nothing done, my friends. We're getting nothing done.
He made it clear that while he voted to start debate on the GOP's plan, he is no fan of the plan itself.
I will not vote for this bill as it is today. It's a shell of a bill right now. We all know that.
McCain urged his colleagues to return to the Senate's roots and compromise.
Let's trust each other. Let's return to regular order. We've been spinning our wheels on too many important issues because we keep trying to find a way to win without help from across the aisle.
His colleagues applauded him.
John McCain's my hero.
Even as they prepared,
let's repeal Obamacare, let's lower premiums
for the intensely partisan battle to come.
We got to fight.
Yeah!
President Trump tried to rally supporters on the health care issue at an event last night in Youngstown, Ohio.
We're now one step closer to liberating our citizens from this Obamacare nightmare.
Mr. Trump didn't refer to Attorney General Jeff Sessions at that rally, but the president's growing criticism of him has sparked a blowback from conservatives. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
At a news conference yesterday, President Trump said Sessions' decision to recuse himself from the Russia probe was very unfair to the presidency. He was asked if he'll fire the attorney general.
We'll see what happens. Time will tell. Time will tell.
The president's public humiliation of Sessions has angered his former Senate colleagues, Utah Republican Orrin Hatch.
Jeff has been very loyal to the president, and I think he deserves loyalty back.
Sessions has helped shape the administration's tough stance on illegal immigration, and conservative media is also rushing to his defense. Radio host Mark Levin told listeners last night,
he does not deserve to be treated this way by the president.
Just yesterday, Sessions' Justice Department unveiled new policies targeting sanctuary cities. Steve?
Well, the House has passed a new package of sanctions.
On this vote, the yeas are 419, the nays are 3.
Targeting Russia, Iran, and North Korea, California Congressman Ed Royce.
These three regimes in different parts of the world are threatening vital U.S. interests, and they are destabilizing their neighbors.
The Senate's expected to pass it, too. The bill prevents President Trump from acting on his own to waive any of the penalties. A Florida man says his 25-year-old son, a former Marine, was killed fighting against ISIS in Syria. David Taylor had only told a close friend about his effort to join a Kurdish group. Now to San Antonio, where authorities are trying to piece together the hours before James Bradley pulled his tractor trailer into a Walmart parking lot last weekend. 10 immigrants stuffed in the back with others died. CBS's Mark Strassman.
According to court documents, Bradley has a 20-year criminal history that includes felony arrests in Colorado for menacing and assault and in Florida for an escape warrant.
Nobody understands our pain.
Investigators are turning to survivors for information.
Many of them we'd like to use as witnesses to build a criminal investigation, not only against the driver, but try and identify other members of the organization.
A bipartisan show in California as Democratic Governor Jerry Brown stood next to his Republican predecessor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to extend a program that cuts fossil fuel pollution in the states.
If we don't do something about it, it is the end of the world as we know it.
And Schwarzenegger condemned President Trump's move to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord. across the country to New York, where there's a push for a new device that can determine if a driver's been texting behind the wheel. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Between 2011 and 2015, 12 people were killed and 2,700 injured in cell phone-related crashes in New York State, and cell phone use has only risen since then. So Governor Andrew Cuomo has commissioned a study into the so-called textilizer device, which is still in the experimental stage. Not just safety, but issues of privacy and legality will have to be weighed before textilizers can become standard issue in New York State's police cars. Steve?
When it comes to speeding, a new study says it's a factor in nearly a third of all deadly crashes. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The NTSB identified more than 100,000 deaths due to speeding between 2005 and 2014. That's nearly as many killed in alcohol-involved crashes.
Every mile an hour that you increase by, you're increasing your likelihood of a crash.
Robert Sumwalt is the acting NTSB chairman.
This study showed that we can improve the way that we set speed limits and enforce speed limits.
The safety board is calling for expanding the use of speed cameras. Only 14 states and Washington, D.C. currently use them, and only rarely on freeways where drivers go the fastest.
Wildlife officials in Florida are looking into a video that's gone viral. It appears to show a shark being dragged with a rope to its death behind a speeding boat. Charter boat captain Ryan Harrington seen the video and the reaction.
I haven't seen any comments yet where people are kind of okay with what happened.
The NFL says it's going to continue to work on player health and safety after the release of a new report on players at all levels and head injuries. The analysis of 202 former players down to the high school level found evidence of brain disease linked to blows to the head in nearly all of them. Dr. Daniel Danishvar is the lead author.
What recommendations we can make at this point are common sense things like if we decrease the number of unnecessary and repetitive hits to the head, then that certainly is a good thing.
In the music world, the dead live on.
Deadheads, get out your wallets. Rolling Stone says offshoot band Dead & Company will host a concert vacation at the Barceló Resort on the Mayan Riviera next February. The group will play in the sand three times. It's an all-inclusive deal. Tickets go on sale next week. You need a $750 down payment with five equal monthly payments after that. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, two Russian pranksters who've duped the likes of Senator John McCain and Congresswoman Maxine Waters have struck again. This time they hit Energy Secretary Rick Perry, posing as the Prime Minister of Ukraine and a top aide. During a 22-minute phone conversation confirmed by Perry's office, they talked about the Paris Climate Accord and the use of pig manure as a power source. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.